Hi there. Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People,
the sometimes quirky podcast that gives writing tips and life tips from our dogs.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
And Carrie is a New York Times and international best-selling author and writing coach extraordinaire.
And Sean is a super cool businessman and very tall.
And what do?
We give life tips, writing tips, and our podcast always starts off with a random thought from somewhere.
In our life.
Sometimes our bedroom.
Sometimes a car.
Sometimes hell.
Yeah.
Dogs Are Smarter Than People with me. It's a usually quirky podcast that gives writing tips and life tips. And today we are having a bonus episode with Chantal Watts, who is amazing. She is currently a full-time mom, a former award-winning news producer, married and living in Orlando, and she's a malignant melanoma survivor and a former competitive inline speed skater. And Chantal, I always knew this about you, but like when I was reading about you a little bit more in concise bullet points kind of way, I realized that not only are you a stunningly beautiful, brilliant woman, but you are made of grit. Seriously, like so much grit. And I'm so glad to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so lucky to get to talk to you. Can you tell us a little bit about when you were a little kid, if you don't mind, about your mom raising you all by yourself?
Oh, yeah. It was a wild childhood. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. But, you know, my mom and dad never got married. And so it was just me and my mom from day one. And she went through what I called her gypsy days. And we could not stay in one place. And so we moved all over. I went to, you know, 6 or 7 different elementary schools. We lived in 3 different states. We'd hop around from Florida. And she did a stint in Texas. We lived in Washington State. And within each state, we'd move from city to city. And so, you know, in one way, it was really cool because in one of those moves, we drove from Florida all the way up to Washington State. We drove through like some 11 states over the course of a week and a half. And it was really cool. We camped and we spent a lot of time just exploring. And so I got to see and do a lot. Yeah. But it made it really difficult because, you know, I never really got to make friends or settle into one place because we were constantly moving around. So when we moved back to Florida in my 5th grade year in elementary school, I was getting ready to graduate 5th grade. I was going to move into a middle school. And I told her, I said, you know, it's time to stay put. I want to make friends. I want to be in one school for the whole, you know, 3 grades of middle school. And she looked at me and kind of got in. She was like, okay. And so we planted our roots in and we struggled. You know, mom was always kind of doing odd jobs. And there was one point where we were homeless. And I told one of my school friends about it. And she freaked out and told her mom. And so they brought us in to live in their house temporarily. Oh, and wow. So we just found ways we would just kind of put our head down and hit the pavement. And mom was constantly working and trying to make it comfortable for us. And so we went through some hard times, but we got to do and see a lot. And it really kind of helped me learn very quickly about the importance of, you know, for myself, I was like, I want to make sure that I give myself the proper stepping stones to build a more comfortable life where I'm not necessarily having to struggle the way my mom and I did. Yeah. And so it was early on, it gave me kind of this foresight of, okay, this is kind of not necessarily like learn, but learning from my mom and our situation, I was able to kind of build a better stepping stone foundation for what I wanted my own life to look like. And I'm really grateful for that.
That's amazing. Do you think that's part, like, you know, you show like this great grit and understanding, even as a 5th grader, of what you wanted to do. And that fact that your mom was like, okay, we're going to do that for you. That is kind of amazing. Like, when you think about moms, daughters, do you feel super close to her still, kind of?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I talk to my mom every day.
Aww.
We have, you know, minimum a phone call every day. just check in. You know, when I was in college living, you know, away from home for the first time, I remember there were days where I would call her every time I'm walking between classes. I would just call her on the phone, tell her about my class, see how her day is going. So we've always been, you know, super close and connected, and it's always just been me and her. And so even though, you know, I'm, you know, married with my own family now, it's still me and mom. So I make sure to call her every day, and we text and share articles and are constantly just bebopping between each other. And it's been really nice. I'm grateful.
Oh, that's amazing. Have you ever heard about like Jared Leto, the actor and lead singer of Mars, and his growing up?
No, I've never heard his story.
It's so similar to yours.
I'm going to have to look at that.
And like he and his brother lived most of, like, he had a stepfather for a while, I think, and that's who he got his last name from. But he and their little family unit of three, like, traveled everywhere. They kind of had a boho hippie crunchy mom, you know, and made them all kind of gritty, in a certain, like, very artistic, but also like very motivated for success, but also motivated in a way that was, I think, you know, successful as humans almost versus like monetarily successful. Yes. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense.
And they always have these stories of like being little nudists and running around everywhere. And it just completely reminds me of you and how that struggle and that unconventional lifestyle for a while made them such a tight family unit, but also made them so good at surviving and made them so good at being gritty and made them kind of these,
like, really self-sufficient and but also it makes you more compassionate and kind of understanding of people and their situations. And
yes, that's
awesome. I'm gonna have to do some research on that because that sounds very mirror image of my life.
I know, that's what all I could think of, well, not all I could, but like the back part of my brain was like, oh my gosh, this is so similar, and they're both beautiful and they're both brilliant and it's amazing. And not to make you bashful or blush, but you are. And
I appreciate you.
I really appreciate you. And I was also thinking about how amazing that family is that took you in for a bit.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And we're still in touch with them as well. You know, we're Facebook friends with them. And I just saw that the mom, you know, I threw my mother a surprise 60th birthday party back in October. Aww. And so I made sure to reach out to them, and they, you know, both the mom came and the daughter had reached out and gave her birthday wishes, but the mom was able to come to the party. And so I saw her for the first time in a really long time, and we still keep in touch. And it's been really nice. You always wonder, do they truly realize the impact they made? Something as simple as bringing us in and, you know, letting me crash in her daughter's room and mom sleep on the couch, you know, like, do you realize that little gesture kept us from sleeping in our car and gave us the foundation to kind of get our feet back under us. And, you know, I hope they realize the impact that they made on one small little family.
It's such a big deal. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Such a big deal. Do you remember, cause you, like, you're a podcast host too, as well as all the other amazing things, like, you've done inline skating, right?
Yeah.
Speed skating, which is, you've done all these amazing runs, and tough runs to do too. You were doing a night run, like,
that was the Ragnar race. It's 24 hours of just nonstop. Your team is running, and so you may run at 2 a.m. or you may run at 12 p.m., but you just have to be ready for whatever the timing shakes out to get up and go.
That's amazing. You've done all these things, like, physically brave and mentally brave. And I was wondering if you just, you know, this is so off the wall and I apologize for putting you on the spot, but, like, what do you think the bravest thing you've ever done is?
I think there's different contexts with the bravery. So it depends, you know. I think for my own, like, mental health, for example, there was a period where my mother was, she had a long-term boyfriend, and that long-term boyfriend was not good to me. And, you know, mentally, I was in high school when I finally had enough, and I basically couldn't bite my tongue anymore. And I screamed at the world, like, this is happening. How is nobody helping me?
Yes.
And so to be able to, because in my mind, I was like, I'm just going to wait till college. I'm about to move. I'm going to get away from it and be safe. Mm-hmm. And then I finally had this breaking point. And so mentally brave for me was finally screaming to the world, like, somebody help me. This is going on and I need help. And so I really had to come from a place mentally to step up and finally kind of protect myself, since nobody else was stepping in to do so. Mm-hmm. And that was a really hard moment. But then, like, you know, emotionally brave was getting out of a really terribly mentally abusive relationship where I was not yet working. You know, I was fresh out of college. I wasn't working yet. So I was completely financially dependent on this person. I didn't know, you know, how to even go about moving out and getting away from it. But I was like, you know what, I can't do this. And so I pulled it together and I broke up with the person and I was able to move out and kind of get out of that situation as well. And that, you know, I don't think I ever would have had the courage to do that had I not have, when I was 17, finally had the strength and the courage to speak up about my home life. And so I think those were probably the two biggest moments that were like kind of shifting and life altering for me, when I finally was brave enough to step up and find my voice and say, enough, I'm done. And then, you know, like physically was when I went skydiving and jumped out of an airplane. And I thought there was literally a moment where we got to the doors and they're like, okay, are you ready? And I sat there and I said, okay, this could be the very last thing in my life that I see. I just had like this moment of, why am I doing this? What is happening? And I was just like, well, I better, you know, soak all this in, because this could be like the last thing I ever see and experience. So that was probably, you know, when it comes to my physical, you know, my action, adrenaline kind of physical side, that was the bravest thing I've ever done. I'll never do it again. I'm glad I did it. But
you're like, one, yeah, baby, one and done.
That's one done.
Yeah. That's ever. That's a big deal. Like, you know, you have so many experiences, you personally, and like all those experiences can help so many of the rest of us, because it's like you take those chances, you know, like you've built, like you said, you've built up your courage by being one time brave and then another time brave and then another time brave. And you've tried and done so many, you know, interesting things and being successful at it a lot. Like, you know, I don't know about when you haven't been successful, but like you jumped off of that plane. Some people couldn't have done that, having that bit of inspiration. It's amazing.
And it's also, you know, as an adult now, it's nice because, like you said, when you do one thing at a time and it builds and it builds, now, like, I'm a very comfortable, grounded, in my opinion, I feel as though I'm a very comfortable, grounded adult who, I will not do anything I don't want to do. I will not let people treat me in a way that is not respectful. Like, I speak up, I make things known, I will talk about things, I will, you know, put my foot down in a sense. And I feel like all the things that I've done from my childhood throughout have led me to get to this point. And it's just a really good feeling when you know that you're kind of in control of yourself in all senses. And you've learned from your past mistakes and you've learned from your past challenges. And now you're in a place where you feel like you really, truly are in control. And it's just been a really nice, relieving kind of thing for me. And especially, you know, it helped me get to the point where, you know, I talked to my husband and when we realized that we could handle it financially, I was able to say, I quit. I quit this career that I spent 4 years in school for and I'm still paying off the student debt, but I quit. I want to be something different. You know, I want to be the full-time mom and the home caretaker and I want to do this. And so then I was like, you know what? I can do this. I know I can make the leap. I know I can make it happen. And as scary as it was to leave, you know, the one career that I worked so hard to build, it was, I knew that I was going to be able to do it and I'd be okay with it. And if it didn't work out, I can go back and, you know, get back into the zone that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, that's so inspiring. It's really inspiring, actually. I think that the ability to make that leap is so hard. When I started, I have some similarities as you, growing up, but not, no gypsy days, sadly. But, you know, my mom had a horrible boyfriend. And I remember that moment in which I had the, I couldn't deal with it anymore epiphany. You know, I was in freshman in high school and I was just like, it's me or him. I will like leave out my bedroom window. I can't do yes. this anymore. You know, like that.
Absolutely.
Epiphany. And it's almost like, and we were both pretty lucky. I think we ended up okay. But like that, it's a powerful, important moment. And those moments in our lives are really character building.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. And it's so impressive that you were able to take that moment and then other moments that are negative and turn them into building you into the amazing, positive human that you can be now. Like, to leave a successful job. Like, I did the same thing and ran off into the world of writing. And it was like, no, ever leave your job. It was the stupidest, biggest mistake that every blog tells you not to do, you know? And it's hard to make those leaps, but it's so powerful. And I'm just so impressed that you can do that. Like, I get excited when I think of the other leaps and turns that your life will probably make to even bigger and more wonderful, happier times as you grow. And it's just so cool. Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah. And it never stops for everybody. There's always going to be something else. So you just kind of take everything in stride and be ready for the next thing, you know?
Yeah. Hey, before we hang up, so everybody can think about this and be like, wow, Chantal is amazing. do you have anything you want to give like a shout out to, like your own podcast or something in your life that you want to promote or something you want to say that maybe you don't get to say on your own sometimes? Anything. No pressure at all.
You know, like if people are, you know, I keep for the most part, you know, I know you and I have been friends on social media for, I think, over a decade now. It's been a really long time.
I feel most of them now.
It's crazy how fast the time goes.
No.
But I do keep my personal life and stuff really close to the cuff, but I am out there. If people ever want to hear my podcast, I'm on a podcast that basically just covers, it's like nerd culture, but it's not just, oh, video games and board games. It's more so what people are passionate about. You know, we've had professional dollhouse builders and pastry chefs and just whatever people are passionate about. We like hearing it. The show is called Full Frontal Nerdity Show. And we're just it's really fun. And we're just a freeform conversation podcast. You can find us anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Just look at Full Frontal Nerdity Show. Me personally, I'm a really avid reader. That's how, you know, I originally connected with you. And I just recently started an Instagram dedicated to my reading. And I'm not one of those Instagrams that's really pretty aesthetically pleasing pictures or colors or anything like that. I'm basically just posting a picture of the book I just read with my thoughts on it. It's very similar to Goodreads, but just on the Instagram platform. So it's not going to be aesthetically pleasing to the eye, but if you want some good recommendations or to, you know, see if we read the same things, that is, you can find me at the handle Watts Your Reading. So WATTS Your Reading. Yeah, get punny with my name. It's the world has opened for my name puns with my new married last name. But
you're so clever. That's
but yeah, those are how people can kind of find and connect with me on social media if they're interested. But otherwise, I'm just really grateful to have, you know, formed our friendship and our connection when we did all those years ago. It's been really enjoyable for me to follow the things that you do and your various endeavors and adventures and with your writing and your podcast. And it's been a really valuable friendship to me. And so I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you, you know, being open to accepting a friend request from a stranger all those years ago, because it really did turn into a great thing. And
longer a stranger. And I feel very, very lucky that you even wanted to be my friend. So,
oh, absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. And it's absolutely so exciting to hear your voice in real life. And
I know.
super cool. Podcasts are the best things because they give introverts a reason to go reach out.
Absolutely. I'm loving the podcast world, and the podcast community is so fun, and they're all so interconnected, and people are so helpful with each other and encouraging and supportive. And it's been really nice to be a part of it. So, you know, if people out there want to join a podcast or start a podcast, just do it. You don't need fancy equipment. You don't need soundboards and mixing boards. You literally just need a cell phone with a microphone in it, and you can start a podcast. And it's really fun.
It's super, super fun. Thank you so much for being here. And I'll put your links in our story notes when this goes up. And thank you for being brave and amazing and full of grit.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. We truly hope you enjoyed yourself. Please like and subscribe.
You can find us on all the random podcast places. And the music, this beautiful music, is by Broke for Free. And it's about feeling good. And it's available to us via the Creative Commons. If you want to see the notes that go with this podcast, they are on carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
You remember all that so much better than I do, love.
Yeah.
You want to tell anybody about any interesting things you've got upcoming?
No, I'm teaching classes at the Writing Barn and with myself called the Writing Course of Awesome. I'll soon be on Teachable. And I have a Patreon. And we are on all the random things like Carrie Jones Books, social media, and Dogs Are Smarter Than People. But we do not have a TikTok.
No TikTok,
man.